Blog Talk Radio.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
Look. Yeah.
I get the shots you're looking at.
Hey, yo, easy. Good looking out on this one, homie.
I'm serving notice.
We take it out, ladies and gentlemen, to an individual who apparently feels as though the streets of America are paved with gold. Here is Razor Ramon.
Ramon. Razor Ramon. I come from the gutter. I'm a success. All I want is what I got coming for me. The world, Chico.
The bad guy.
Whoa, yeah, breaking up. Hey, Shine, man, I'm feeling this joint, homie. Yeah. Mania.
I want to sincerely apologize for last week. I promise you everything has ever happened because of us. I'm talking to me, infamous informer, and Max Zacko, the serial killer, got caught up in some sort of drag suit, banner party, you know what I mean? As a result, only I've made it back! Max Zacko, the serial killer, has not made it back to the show! You are listening to BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. Smack Talk Center, FCC from the UK! What's good? Hey, I am your infamous informer. We'll run this out of your crap body. Pete, we have a lot to talk about right now. Hell in our Cell, Raw, SmackDown, 205 Live. I like the sound of that shit. Plus, we have the Scott for...
I don't actually know what's 205 Live. It's quickly telling me what it is. Sorry to interrupt you. I'm Shadfather. You can catch me on the Twitter at Shadfather85. Sorry about that. But what's this 205 Live going about? What is it?
It's been recently announced. WWE, it was breaking news that a brand new show dedicated to the cruiserweight joints, the cruiserweight division, will be dropping late November. So this is after the Survivor Series. It's like November 28th or 29th. And the Ting Car 205 Live. Yeah, I know it's
that.
Oh, here we go.
Shadfather 85. Always tweeting when wrestling is
live.
I don't know, man.
I know.
I said it.
It sounds like the name 205 Live. It sounds like a night spot owned by Shadfather. It sounds like one of those night spots. You know what I mean? That Shadfather owns, and it's a place where I don't know someone like Edmund Muhol would attend on a regular basis. yeah, man, so you just done the work for me, man. I don't even have to, you know what I mean? I don't even have to introduce the chat bar, he just introduced himself. Hey, yo, what's good, Wardo?
Gloria, no, I won't give in.
Talk about predicting shit. Oh my god. I fucking told you all, surprisingly, on the show that didn't make it to air, Wardle's predictions last week were fucking spot on. Spot on last week. Holy shit. But no one listened to Wardle.
No one listened.
the half that got deleted, oh, I reckon Charlotte will do it. What? Lo and behold.
Wow.
Like I predicted. But before we do that,
whoa,
professionalism, please!
No, just bear with me for a couple more seconds. I apologise. I'll talk over at least if I can. And
goodness gracious!
We're done.
You're good.
People have followed us over the years over the BDSR network. They know exactly what they're waiting for.
They know exactly what it is.
It's AJ's four-month birthday, guys. SDC, the baby, AJ's baby, AJJJ baby, four-month-old baby birthday today.
Oh, nothing but shout-out, nothing but respect to AJ the baby. Where can they find AJ the baby on the Twitter, Wardle?
SDC underscore AJ
fantastic,
the baby.
Fantastic. While Shadfather's doing what is best for business, what's best for the BDSIR network, you can also find me on the Twitter at Mr. The Infamous. You can find us on the Twitter at BDSIR underscore network. Massive shout outs to Mike Knox, the Championship Belt King, and all his crew out there in the Soul and Sports. Massive respect to them, man. And you can also find the Smart Talk Center on the Twitter. Don't worry, it will be back. It's just taking a very short sabbatical right now at STC underscore WWE. Hey, it's one of them things. It's one of them things. Shout out to the lady called Jo. Okay? Maybe she may be. Your fans are looking out for you, girl. Okay? That's what I've got to say about that. Okay, enough of all that shit. Oh, hang on, one more thing. www.facebook.com/group/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Right. Make sure you like women, okay? Make sure that you like women. Right, before I was interrupted, I also have the exclusive. It's very short, though, so I've got to bear with you. There's a very exclusive two-minute interview. Yeah, I said two-minute interview with myself, Infamous Informer, and the man called Scott Hall, Razor Ramon, the WWE Hall of Fame legend. Chad Farber, you want to say something?
It's not just you saying hello and then him saying hello, is it?
Yeah, boy.
We could have done that ourselves. We could have done hello. That's it. We could have done that ourselves.
You ain't lying, man. You ain't lying.
The bad guy.
Everybody, listen to me. You know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here.
Yeah, man.
You paid your $2.50.
You want to sit on the floor, man? You want to sit on the floor, man? You pay for all good things, sit on the floor. That's cool with me, man. But if you don't pay that too, I'm going to cough you.
Yes, people. The information for the page is too fish to see Scott Hall live and all that, man. I mean, he did his thing, so big up to him, big up to all the PWR Massive and crew. They got the man called the Honky Tonk Man coming 11th of November. Will I be there? That's a different thing altogether. I don't know. I cannot promise you I'll be there, but if I am going to be there, then yes, I'm going to try and get an interview with him too, because according to Joe, he has a lot to say, all right? So let's hope that that happens. And then in December, they've got the man called James Storm, the Cowboy, coming through as well, man. So that sounds hot as well, man. So, you know what I mean? PWR, y'all do your thing, man. So, you know what I mean? Keep that shit up, my word up, man. Enough of that shit! Let's get into it, man. Hell in the Cell! Yo, I've heard from the Soul and Sports Massive and crew, right? Mike Knox, he proclaims that Sasha Banks, Charlotte, was the greatest women's match he has ever seen, he believes. And he broke it down as well, so I'm not going to argue with him. Wardle, you were the one with the most concerns. How was he feeling the pay-per-view?
Oh, wow. Mike Knox, whatever you've been drinking, you need to put that shit.
Well, you know what? Hey, no one's safe for the beat. I know it's funny. Even the boss man might get put on blast. Be easy!
I'll go easy. I'll start off.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I wouldn't say it's the greatest women's match. Like, obviously, yeah. Personal opinion. I thought it was actually quite bad.
Wow!
So, I didn't think it was all that. It was rushed ending. It was spots that didn't deliver. I don't know.
Ruboy, you gonna talk to me, man. Talk to me, man. Break this. Break this shit down to me, because I watched it and don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. To be honest, I thought there were certain points where I thought, oh shit, it would have been bad if this happened, it would have been bad if that happened or whatever. But I still think I came through.
It was the way that they still, WWE guys,
yeah,
creative guys, they still differentiate the women from the men. Like, when Sasha went through that table, when she got pulled off the cage, whatever it was, and
yeah,
she fell through the table, right? They made, like, it dragged out for so long. But if that was two blokes in a Hell in a Cell situation, that happened, they'd have been up after, like...
Well, switch! That was their homage to Undertaker and Mankind, in case you didn't know. It was! Come on, man! They didn't cut to the top! Okay, they didn't cut to the top! Okay, they didn't cut to the top, but they switched it up where they were starting the ring, and it was never done before when the cage was coming, when the cell was coming down, and then Charlotte did it.
No, I get why they did it. Right, I do get it. Don't think, man, that wait to do the first ever women's Hell in a Cell main event match. I just think that Sasha and Charlotte were the ones.
Why don't you think they've done it then?
I think they should have waited until Big Bad Asuka came up to the main roster.
You know what? Asuka's demeanor, her persona, the way she presents herself on TV, as far as NXT, yeah, she's kind of built for that Hell in a Cell kind of environment, to be honest with you. I get
why they did it, but they hyped it too much. It shouldn't have been
main
event. It shouldn't have been main event. It was such an anticlimax for the entire night, because they were following, you know, Kevin Owens and Rollins, and that was an incredible.
Ah, yes, absolutely. That was
absolutely
good.
Brilliant. So they had to top that, and they didn't. And I don't know. I sort of agree with Mr. Bischoff from a couple of weeks ago when he said he didn't want to see women in that match. I agree. I don't think they should have done the match. I think it was the wrong idea. Ladder match, fine. You know, TLC match, fine, because you know, or something like that. Ladder match, whatever. Hardcore match. Doing a last man standing match again, like they did when it was Sasha and Bayley.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay.
But I just don't think they could. I think they pulled off Hell in a Cell because of the amount of pressure and hype that was.
Yeah, there was.
I just don't think they hit the mark.
There was mad pressure. I still think they did what they did. In my opinion,
it's a solid 7 out of 10. It's a solid 7 out of 10. But it was nowhere near the best women's match ever. Nowhere near. I still think that Sasha versus Bayley takeover Brooklyn was still the best women's match of all time. But
okay, it's a fair point.
There was too many spots and not enough wrestling.
Well, Hell in the Cell's about the spots. You don't want wrestling in a Hell in a Cell. You want ruckus in a Hell in a Cell. Someone's gonna get someone needs to get fucked up in the Hell in a Cell. When you see Hell in a Cell, someone's about getting fucked up. It's not about wrestling. I do hear you. You got some fair points. Shad, Hell in a Cell. I want to commend you on a particular one prediction that you did have last week that unfortunately wasn't aired. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm talking to you. And you said that the Cesaro and Sheamus was going to win by disqualification. You got that spot on. Fantastic.
Oh, no. Come on, now. You should have seen the math, though. It's like the two top teams at the minute. And you can't. It's kind of like the Ryback situation with CM Punk. Like, one guy's doing well, and then this team's come together. But then they've got a title run that's going on for a few months. And then the team that's doing well, they should win the title. They probably eventually will. But they can't beat them because they've got this total run going
on.
Do you make both people happy?
Mm.
And the same thing happened to Ryback when he came up against CM Punk. Cena got injured. He had his the plan with The Rock that was to be the destiny for the 4-3-4.
Shout out to all the 4-3-4 jabronis. I see you. You can't go past 4-3-4 now. You shut your pants down, motherfucker. Even though I don't change the name, change it, because 4-3-4 don't mean shit. Just on the seat. Yeah, so yeah, continue, Shad.
Yeah, so obviously now I'm saying it, you lot can all. But that's what was going on in my head at the time. But I can't let you know the full extent of what's going on in my head because I might get arrested.
Is it because you're thinking about the bomb?
Yeah, dude, all these times, yeah, I fast forwarded to Raw, and then when I got to the thingy match, I watched it in slow motion to the Nia Jax.
You do that as well.
A three-hour program. Yeah. Still lasted 3 hours. Still lasted 3 hours. Even though I fast forwarded it.
Yeah, mine lasted somehow 5. I don't know why. Yeah, I'm quite long.
Quick thoughts on the Hell in a Cell matches in particular, Shad. Charlotte versus Sasha. Where do you stand on it? Are you with Mike Knox or are you with Wardle?
I'm definitely in the middle. It wasn't the greatest women's match of all time, but it wasn't shit. It's like, I think they just tried to do stuff that, and then it never worked.
Just like what Wardle says with failed spots, yeah.
And then,
yeah, there was one. I think there was like one botch, wasn't there? Where
I think
like,
it was two, I think.
Where like the table broke too early.
Yeah, the table that Charlotte went through. Yeah,
and then
well,
it was just like they didn't know what to do, so they sort of like rushed it because they didn't know what to do. They were panicking. They were rushing it, and they should have just wrestled. That's all I'm asking for. A bit of wrestling in a wrestling ring. You know, is that too much to ask?
Oh, man. Anyone would think that either Wardle or Eric Bischoff would come down in the truck and say, "This hell is coming down! I want the whole damn thing to come down! I want to take this cage back to Greenwich!" You should have done that, man. You know what I mean? You should have been with that belt. People didn't want the Hell in a Cell match over these two women. I've got to give it up for their entrances, though.
Yeah.
I liked it better when King Tattoo did it.
What a legend. He's still wrestling.
Jeez, no way. What federation is he in?
He's in New Japan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's like son.
No, like, yeah, he appeared in a Battle Royal at this year's Wrestle Kingdom wearing a Bullet Club t-shirt because his son's in the Bullet Club, isn't he? So. And he appeared in their, like, celebrity/guest Battle Royal that they do every year, for, like, with the bring out all the legends and stuff.
Okay. I see.
And he was in that. And I think he... Did he win it? I think he won
Clean.
It. But yeah, he's still rocking and rolling.
Okay.
Oh, guys. Oh, special.
The guy. Baby's here!
It's the boy. It's the baby. It's What's that, AJ?
Uh-oh.
What's that? What? Still no selfie? I know. What's that? Sacco's got arrested, but we can't talk about that.
Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And Ed got arrested.
Oh! Uh-oh.
AJ knows. He's been talking to his sources at Stanford.
Boy, now.
As long as he wasn't talking to the sources that kick us out, we should be all right.
Oh my!
With a
shout out to Matt Sago, dude. You know what I mean? We represented at the Stag Do bachelor party of our good friend. You know what I mean? Big up to that dude. But I'm an eyewitness. I've got an alibi for Mr. Sacco. You guys claim that Sacco's been doing some nasty shit with the kids in communication, which is disrespectful. I've got an alibi.
Hang on a second. No, obviously it stands for keeping contact with Cross for Matt.
Well, anyway, his absence from the show this week might be to do with the one female he did meet out there in Birmingham. You know, she was hot still, man. She was hot still. For, I mean, 37-year-old woman with like 4 kids and shit. God damn! She was bad, man. But at the same time, I had to move from her, man. Because one, she had 4 kids. And two, you know what I mean? If my woman ever found out, I'd be in big trouble. You know what I mean? I didn't want... Hey, what up?
No, you can't do that. You can't. That's all I've got. You can't do that.
And what you mean? You've got. He has to win.
You want some more?
I want some more.
Oh shit! So yeah, that's what happened.
So did Sacco get lucky then? Is that what you're trying to say?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
Sacco,
how old is she? How old did she look?
No. She was actually 37.
You're saying she looked good then, yeah, I believe you, if you say.
Oh, shit. Look what's happened now. Hey, yo, 347-637-3859 is the number not to call on the show. I can't even find my phone or us. But anyway, back to the shit, right? Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw, man. How's you doing it?
Oh, I liked it when Goldberg had one of the falls. I told you about it. I told y'all. When you get to a certain age, man, it's just one of his falls. And he had one right in the middle of the ring. Tell me you saw it. Please tell me.
Yeah, we saw it.
You tell me. Oh, man. Fucking Goldberg.
Hey, yo, we got...
I swear to God, man, every time I look at him, man, he gets older and older. And then I was watching Saul the other night, as I do. And I thought...
Hey,
years ago, I cannot escape this
Oldberg. Hey, yo, I'm gonna go up air.
Yeah, we'll continue. Don't worry.
How much is that dog?
Yeah, so I was watching Saw, and then all of a sudden, did I see Oldberg?
What the hell?
I didn't realize he was in this film. He definitely wants to be like The Rock. First, if he wants to be a time wrestler, then he wants to go to Hollywood.
All over the front door. Why? And I suspected there might be a nest nearby. Why?
What's that? Spreading all over the front door.
The hell? I think Sacco's arrived.
What?
Yep, definitely Sacco.
Yeah. How is that even possible? But the minute
yeah, definitely.
I could have released music to you.
Yeah.
Shit.
He's just like, he's like, what? You didn't know that she was only 14? Jeez. I'm not bailing you out.
No,
I haven't got
2 kids.
I thought these like she was 37.
That was your cover, man. That was your cover. You called them the
word up, man. And you like peeing off the door. I'll do something.
That's funny.
And ladybirds don't usually spread like that in November.
It's like,
November,
but
right? it's
she had the
weird.
Bottom and the breast. I hope they went for Chinese as well.
Can I get Chinese? Can I get Chinese?
Hey, Sacco! What's up? It's me, the infamous informer! Why don't we go get a Chinese? We got Chinese, Grandbody Ping Pong! We go get Chinese!
You know, Grandbody Ping Pong, you can go! We got to talk. Sweet our eyes! Sweet our eyes!
And Mike's like, hold up, I can't talk to them, man! I can't talk to them! You know what I'm like? Love the people! I hate the people! Can't talk to them! You gotta go order for me, Sacco!
No,
and that's what Sacco is saying.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the fight.
Work experience.
And then she got the Sacco experience.
Oh, jeez. She got the sack. Oh, shit.
I reckon that she got the full sack.
Probably half sack.
just the tip of the sack. Oh, come on, Mike. Jesus, we're trying to do a wrestling podcast.
Trying to be professional.
You know what we should do?
Let's show over here.
What we should do is
right
we
now.
Leave out Mike from this week's Flair Files. And we should just do the Flair.
A Flair Files special.
Flair Files special without Mike saying that we can't say that. But how's he going to edit it? He's not here.
I forgot there's a pen in the front room. I'm in the back room at the moment. I've done the DVD, by the way. I've quickly just skim through it. I don't think there's any problems.
When the dog's chasing you and nobody's around. And you're running so fast that you hit the ground. He's coming for your arrow. You better try and hide, 'cause that dog will bite you, but you're behind. I am a real outlaw.
Oh, shit. Oh my gosh.
Let me go to remix
that.
Yeah.
So now I remember that fucking conversation where he actually told us about it.
But in the meantime, I'm going to have to use Spider-Friends.
Shit, man. That dog was after my arrow.
Get off my ass.
Alright.
It would make sense.
Devote.
Can't have been on air since that.
Sorry, guys. That was Mom on the 49, that is.
Yes, as I was saying, I was there sitting there watching the Monday Night Raw, and then all of a sudden I saw this motherfucker named Oldberg. Now, even before that, though, I was on Saturday night, I was watching a few horror films, I was watching Saw, and then once again I seen that motherfucker Oldberg!
Wait a minute!
Yes! Goldberg was there, man, it was him.
No!
He's the one, he's the evil one.
No!
So obviously he's trying to be like The Rock, trying to have a movie, yeah, and come back to wrestling and that, man, but it's just not working for him. And like I said, the motherfucker dropped down. Nobody hurt him, nobody tried to hurt him. What's it going to be like when Brock Lesnar gets his hands on him? He's going to destroy him and it will end of all. For real.
This is what I don't understand, right? You see, y'all talk about opening that, right? He's younger than The Undertaker. But The Undertaker's in better shape. You think he's in your way round?
Undertaker never came from there. The Undertaker never came from there either.
Oh, I got technically he did.
Undertaker never.
Well, The Undertaker's character, you don't know. I don't know, maybe it was nervous.
you know for a fact, you know he's getting booed, don't you?
Yeah, because Survivor Series is in Canada, isn't it? Why? Bizarre.
And who did he fake out in Canada? Who's Canadian?
Canadian!
I can't even say
it.
Canadian!
Dive bar!
Sorry about that, man. It sounded like somebody was asking Kevin Owens a question. My mouth was all full and couldn't get words out. But, Canadian.
Motherfucker.
Canadian. Canadian.
Oh, shit. I'm going to break some news to you. Because you talk about Canada.
Be easy now, because my woman's from there.
I have it on good authority that Mickey James could actually take Oscar's title at NXT.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Might not be a one-time thing.
Let's be real about something, right? Let's be real. I mean, as much as I love Ember Moon, right? I love Ember Moon to a bone marrow, okay? I love the two... Ember Moon, right? I also love love Billy Kay and her little friend, right? The two of them.
Royce.
Peyton Royce. God damn, the two of them. Oh my God, they go on the list of great body P. I'm telling you, right?
You don't put me on the list.
Aska, you're already on the list, girl. You are already on the list. But let's, yo.
Who?
That's okay.
Not Oscar. It's
Aska, I don't know about that, but Aska. yo. Let's be real about something, right? I mean, as much as I love Peyton Royce and Billy Kay, right, and Ember Moon, right, who could really take down Asuka right now? Who could really take down Asuka in NXT? To me, there's nobody. And
well, there's.
Oh, do you mean that girl from Sanity?
No, I was going to say Shinsuke Nakamura because he can do what the fuck he likes. <'cause it's> He could be tag time. He doesn't need a
Yeah, man. Okay. She's getting Nakamura, but yeah. but really, I mean, no one can beat Asuka. Asuka's the baddest girl out there on NXT right now. I mean, I don't think Paige and Billy Kay is close already. I'm NXT. I see what you're trying to do. You're building them up. I see what you're trying to do, and I respect it. You know what I mean? Ember Moon, sorry. Same team, but on a real. You know what? That's why they had to bring in Mickie James, man. That's why they had to bring in Mickie James.
Uh-oh.
Woo!
So Richard, cause I feel like you should pry your fucking mouth up off a bit. So call me Richard. Cause I'm a dick. You ain't gotta be no detective to figure out I'm a dick when I hold my private to your first clue, Sherlock prick.
Call me Richard.
When the clock goes tick, no more Rick.
Oh, this is getting
bold! The connection.
Women? Obviously.
Obviously. And plus, no one wants to hear you, Mike. They don't. They want to hear their dad, father, talk about favourite wrestler in the world.
Okay, I'll try to tell this story a few times, man. Can I just finally tell this now for the third time? And the origins of the Ric Flair files. Okay, I'll quickly go through it. There was four of us. We all used to make little bets on who would... pass at the start of the year during the first. You should do it at home as well. Put in a bit of money between you. If the person.
Yeah.
250, yeah? Or you can up the stakes, but we will pull back the so 250. The four of us put in 250. And we said who was gonna pass in the year. My one friend, he picked Kamala. And as we know, Kamala had what's that thing called now? The disease? Diabetic, yeah, or something, yeah?
No, whatever it was. Yeah.
So he had to have his leg right. Removed. And then my friend tried to claim back his 250. So you can't give him the full 10.
Did you give him like 125?
When glad to two people be right, I'd say. But what I'm trying to say to you, like, is if something was to happen to a member of Richard's family, would that still count? Wait, would I still escape the chair?
Are you telling me that you were watching the Hell in the Cell women's match and there was a part of you that was going, go on, Paul. Go on, trip us up. Go on. Go on.
Not quite. Not quite. I was hoping that the should climb to the top. And then maybe do a moonsault or something, but and it might be land horribly wrong, but still be able to communicate with us through Braille.
Maybe she would have ended up like,
oh, come on!
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm or... surprised that Flair wasn't there. Because I thought Flair would have been there.
On Raw or at the pay-per-view?
Like, actually, like, getting involved with the pay-per-view.
Well, it's kind of funny that recently there's been reports that WWE are now referring to Charlotte as Charlotte Flair. Like, there's a sign that Rick is on his way back or something.
Or maybe that's out of memoriam, because they've all been told that he has...
Oh, God!
Yeah.
So they're doing...
The name of one.
Yeah.
The name of one, yeah.
Oh,
that would make sense as well.
Oh, no!
I've had a thought, you know, because it came to me when Charlotte won, as I predicted. do you reckon that they're going to get it so that Charlotte wins... Charlotte breaks Flair's record for the women's title.
It makes me wonder, you know, because three-time champion already.
Yeah,
within
like
three-time
champion.
She's
going to
beat Rick
16. That's what I said.
Literally by the like December, she'll win it.
Again, don't count out Paige. I thought that she was going to have the record because she...
Yeah,
she
she's already
three
times, but she...
Three-time...
But she's trying to... But she might be trying to get out the door either, that or...
Yeah, but she'll be back, man. If she doesn't die, she'll be back.
Well, she had that surgery that WWE said that she didn't...
Yeah, she had the surgery and it was successful!
But I don't know... And it was successful because she needed surgery. But that's a different... We're not talking about Flair.
Yeah, you upset the baby.
He wants us to talk about Flair all the time.
Oh,
okay, now we can do that. We'll just play the Ric Flair special, Flair Files Part 1.
Now, yo, guys, check this out, man. You know what I mean? If you subscribe to the Ric Flair show now, right... You can hear him talk to Tori Wilson.
Oh, that doesn't interest me. Yeah.
Maybe it does. You know what I mean? They're talking WCW, WWE, backstage hints, Vincent Kennedy, and more. He's talking to
Tori. For a minute, I thought we meant they were talking backstage.
Show. You know? Yeah, he continues WWE, Vincent Kennedy, NBA, college football, Lesnar, the UFC, with the coach as well. So it's...
You know what? One thing that's kind of sad, like, all them people, Ric Flair, Stone Cold, well, not even a bit to a degree, Stone Cold, Steve Austin, especially Jericho, who else? Colt Cabana. All these people that put out podcasts or never say anything bad about WWE, man, because they all want to come back in the end. I just want to keep that door open. They're not going to say shit that's got a door slammed in their face. So they all kiss ass at WWE and say what I want them to say. They will say some bad things, criticize them a little bit, but not enough for them to be like, get the hell out, or you're never going to come back. So it's kind of shit like saying, oh, yes, exclusive interview. He's going to talk about Vince McMahon and he's going to talk about backstage, but they're not going to say anything that we don't already know already. And they're not going to say anything that's going to be like, oh, shit, no way, yeah. They're not going to say anything to criticise, and that's what sells, and that's what people like to hear. They like it when Philippa sat down on the ramp and crossed his legs and started crying and bitching. People like that shit because he was going in hard and telling the truth, but people will not do that on the podcast. They won't do it.
They tried that this week on their show, the Ryback.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I don't know if you guys have heard about it. So basically, he, as always... Because Ryback's got some massive beef with Punk.
Oh, what isn't that a surprise?
He was,
Yeah, he apparently was saying, oh, the reason I was never champion, the reason I never got over, it was because Punk only, like, put in the minimum amount of effort in our matches. He never tried to, like, make me look good because he was, like, professionally jealous and all this fucking shit. And I was like,
let me tell you something, right? As much as I'm not a fan of CM Princess Peach, bitch, right, I'm going to have to side with the 434 man this time. You know why? Because Ryback, you wasn't even part of the original plan. Do not forget.
You got that by mistake, right?
You know what I mean? They just threw you up in there because you were taking down jobbers after jobbers after jobbers after, and the Freedom of More shit. So it was a Vincent Kennedy experiment. That's all it was. Okay. You were just a plan B. You're probably less than a B plus, okay? And I liked you right back. I thought you liked that bit. I was ripped the feet. What was the original plan? Was it John Cena?
Sorry, is there any chance on future shows, whenever Mike Word, like, I thought you were Dan, that we can have like a really posh person come on and explain what it actually
is? No.
No, listen,
you know why? Because you should know me by now, okay? You should know me by now. We've been doing this BDSR network thing for almost 4 years now, okay? Almost 4 years we've been doing this thing. You should know me by now when I say, oh, this is Dan Gargano or something like that. You should know, man. You know what I mean?
Say bye to AJ.
Thanks for coming on the show, AJ. Thanks for giving your views on Ric Flair.
See, how cool is that, man? Ric Flair ain't got no podcast ID. Another is Austin.
Exactly. We got that unique selling factor about us. We have a baby on our panel every week.
We reach out to everybody, man. Even Peter.
Whoa!
Even Peter.
Yo, they like, can listen to us if they want. As long as they're not touching our body, they're listening to us. That's all right.
I agree with Shad. If it gets ratings up,
yeah. Listen, this show is for everybody.
So, man. Yeah, absolutely, it is for everybody. You are right there. So, yeah, that's the latest going on. If you want to find out what's on the Ric Flair show, that sounds interesting to me. You know, I mean, I wouldn't mind listening to that myself, man. Ric Flair talking to Tori Wilson. What in the hell is that? But anyway, enough of that shit. Ric Flair talking to Tori Wilson sounds good to me, man. Hey, yo, let's close this out.
When the clock goes. No more.
No, man. If you got so bad, you wish it on Charlotte as well. That's not good, man. You know what I mean? You know I love my Charlotte. You know I love those legs.
How many weeks?
Almost a year. You've been saying the same thing and you keep on getting it wrong. Nobody's wishing anything on anybody. I get it.
I get it,
Shad. You're trying to raise awareness. Yeah, I heard you. Shad, there is 2 months left. We are officially November. Are you nervous?
I told you, Winter's coming. I'll check the statistics. People over 62 that don't live November to December, their demise for a lot of them, over 62s and 3. So if you're in that age range, then just be careful, everybody. You're new Americans, man, especially with your heart, man. Just be careful, man. I know y'all like to eat, so just be careful.
Essentially.
The old people as well, take care. It's very slippy outside and cold. Make sure you wrap up warm and all that shit. So that's just a little warning, not just to Richard, to everybody.
potentially, Rick, if you are listening, in the next 2 months, Space Mountain's closed.
How can you close this on Space Mountain? You got...
You need to. You can't risk it. You can't risk it, bro. Like, seriously. Nothing will bring me more joy in the non with Shad going in the chair, starting that show off, having an hour show, minimum hour show of Shad going in the chair. Literally the greatest Christmas present anyone
oh
could
my
ask
gosh.
For. I am leaving.
No! So that's why
hanging there, close Space Mountain for a couple of months.
No!
For God's sake.
So that's why you want it closed. I get it. What about Tori Wilson? I mean, she's gonna be on the show.
Man. Doesn't even have to like Space Mountain.
No. Hey yo, this is originally gonna be an hour show, but nah, fuck that. We're gonna have to extend it through to an extra half hour, man. God, boy, there's still things to talk about, and there's still this. The Scott Hall interview. Very short though, very short. We're gonna get into a break right now. Hey. When we come back, there's still SmackDown and all that to talk about, and the upcoming Survivor Series and shit, man. You know what I mean? Fantasy Warfare just got real. Plus, the Get in the Chair Award going out to the jabroni who stole our time. But, we'll get into all that when we come back, man. Yo, keep it locked on BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. We'll be back after Charlotte Flair
with the bottom.
She ain't got no bottom though, man. I'm a Charlotte fan. She got legs though. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. I am your host, infamous informer, Wolframson's Last Outlaw, Grand Buddy P. With me, standing right next to me, you wouldn't even believe it, it's a WWE Hall of Famer himself, Scott Hall. Show me the ring, boy. Complete with toothpick and all, man. How you feeling, man? Welcome to the UK.
I feel great. I love it here. In fact, I just came here straight from Heathrow, and I'm heading to another town tonight, but, you know, I love the UK. I've been working with WAW a lot and Norwich, and any chance I get to come to England, I take it.
Absolutely, man. It's all about opportunities, man. You know what I mean? Wearing the proud NWO colours and everything. You know what I mean? Responsible for one of the greatest factions of all time. My question to you is this. Is there any factions you can see, like past or present, that you feel like got going on right now?
There's not really many factions currently, but I mean, obviously in my era, DX was a huge, you know, they were huge, NWO was huge at the same time. I don't really see any factions right now in the wrestling scene. Can you name any?
I said the Wyatt family one, but 1 minute is pretty, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Another minute they're back together again. Another was the Bullet Club.
But they never even came to, they didn't call them the Bullet Club when they came to New York.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's just known as the club.
Yeah.
You know, things happen. They have the brand split and everything. How's the click, Triple H?
I just talked to him the other night. I'm meeting Kev and Pac next weekend in Chicago. Things are all good, brother.
I'm
out of here.
Okay, thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot. So, yeah, that was a short interview. That was me, Infamous Informer. What's good, man? Yeah, man, Grab Body P, representing the BDSIR Network and Smack Talk Centre. That was the man called Scott Hall, man. It was a pleasure to talk to him real quick, man. And I'll see you on the other side, man. Peace. Yo, word up, man. Yo, I'm just left the Banks' Stadium out here, Warsaw, where I just spoke to Scott Hall. You know what I mean? Good dude, man. You know what I mean? It's like, I'll keep it real, man. I'll keep it 100 with you. It's like me, the Infamous Informer, Grant Body P, and the Express and Star people, them, were scheduled to interview him. We were meant to get, like, I don't know, 10 minutes each. Scott Hall just come clean off the plane from Heathrow or wherever. He come straight to the joint. Man tired. He came out. He represented. Did his thing. He had his toothpick. He dashed it at the next man. You know what I mean? He was blessed. But he tired. And what happened was, some jabroni from Cambridge took his far self and come and interview the man. And he, what, I don't know, took him like, I don't know, 20 minutes, half hour on some whackness and shit. And he was like, took up all our time, you know what I'm saying? So it was a bad look here.
All right, enough talk. Back onto the show as we enter part two. Glad you're still joining in with us at the BDSIR Network Smack Talk Center. You know, I'd be the most outrageous, out of order, outright, politically incorrect podcast you will ever find on the internet. Now, me have to sit here and stand up here and wait for the bus. And it's going to be a very long time, so let's hope you can't jump in a taxi or something. I'm in a fancy star up here like an idiot. Alright, man, nothing's back to Scott Hall. I hope to see him again. Honky Tonk Man coming in the next month, and the month after that, the man called James Storm, the cowboy. You know what I mean? We'll have to wait and see, man. The Honky Tonk Man could be interviewing him, man. That could be one for you, Joe. So, that's it. We don't talk. On with the show, man. On with the remainder of the program.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. And I hope you're still joining in this home. BDSIR Network proudly brings to you the Smack Talk Center, STC from the UK. You know what I mean? Massive shout outs to Razor Ramon, Scott Hall. You know what I mean? The little time I had to chat with him, you know what I mean? It was great, man. But like, you know, just like I said back in the break, while I was on my way back from the venue, it was like, no sir, somebody has to go in the chair. Because it was I, okay, that was scheduled to meet with him and have this special interview. And it was I, right, it was the Express and Star that complained to me. The Express and Star, you know, an official newspaper publication, okay, who came to me and tell me, say, right, that they was meant to get the time with him too, right? And some stupid motherfucker but come out there clean from Cambridge and had a big, stupid ass conversation, you know. Cock up with him, you know, having a drink kind of smoke with Razor Ramon and Scott Hall. That's some fucked up shit, man. Word up, man.
You'll wait in line, waiting your turn, and then you'll see someone like myself very aggressively cut in the front of the line, and you'll say, wait a minute, that's not fair.
Why not put the kids out? You know what I mean? Man, Scott Hall told me, you know, that he's got another show later on, so he has to leave from PWL and go to the other show. Alright? I think it was in Norwich or somewhere like that, okay? Right? So, this guy's from Cambridge. Would it not make sense, guys, for this jabroni to go from Cambridge to Norwich, other than Cambridge to Warsaw?
Yeah, of course. I mean,
it's not even that. It's just like, it's not even Scott Hall's only show in the UK.
That's what me I said. Guys,
I think he's just a giant jabroni, man. That's all he is.
Couldn't believe it, man. You know what I mean? From time the Express and Star has to complain to me, right? That their time has been stolen. They got almost the same as me, like I don't know, 2-3 minutes with the bad guy, right? And this man caught up with all 20 minutes and shit. Right, here's me thinking, oh, it must be his agent or something. It must be his agent that's come down, right? To do whatever, right? And there's me and the official people waiting to get exclusive interview. And because of that, now we do not, unfortunately, have Scott Hall shouting out the BDSIR network at the Smack Talk Center. We don't have Scott Hall shouting us out, Mike Ox, Grab Body, Mr. NXT, the Sadistic Shad Father, the Sensational Joe, AJ the Baby. We ain't got none of that now, right? I sincerely hope I get to chat to Scott Hall again, because he's a really good dude. He enjoyed himself out there, you know what I mean, out there in Warsaw. You know what I mean? It was worth the two-fifths and all that, man. But
there is one question I want to ask, though. Did Scott Hall get a seat?
I don't know if Scott Hall got a seat, but he was a part of the show. Chad. So I did not see. Okay, I can say this much. I did not see Scott Hall sit down. Okay?
They just paid him in cigarettes. That's all they did. They didn't pay him money. treat you like royalty this week, Scott. If I do, we're going to give you a chair.
A chair? Wait a minute. You... Whoa, you can't give Scott Hall a chair. You're mad. This is for the jabroni from Cambridge who stole our time, who was uninvited and somehow forced himself in the building. You know what I mean?
Well, I thought you were a bad man. I thought you'd like just mess him up.
Hey, I'm trying to be professional and represent. You know what I mean? That's what I do, man. You know what I mean? Word up, man. Hey, yo, Mad Dog Max. Yo, fix up, sir. You know what I mean? I respect it. I respect your promotion and all that. No, not as much as these guys, but I respect everything you do. But hey, if you promise me that I've got an interview with Scott Hall, and you promise Expressive Star that they've got an interview with Scott Hall and whoever else that comes through, Honky Tonk Man, hint hint, right? Then we should get that time, not some jabroni from Cleaner Heritage. We'll come fast himself. What sort of shit is that, man? You know what I mean? That word up, man. Not cool, man. Not cool. But then, like I said, a little time I did get with the man, it was all good, man. You know what I mean? It was all good. Cambridge boy!
Get your chair!
Little bitch! Take this.
Does that mean that we can go off on PWO now? Like me and Shad go off on PWO because they let us down? I think that's fair. I think we should get like 5 minutes.
You got 60 seconds because we're gonna move on. Well, you got 60 seconds each. We got no. We gotta move on, guys. You got 60.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you didn't get much time to speak to him anyway, man. Because he only came there just to get his money and gone.
Well, that's right. He got paid, but you said that they paid him in cigarettes, so I don't know. Okay, guys. Right, you got 60 seconds each. You got 60 seconds.
So does that mean that Mr. Selfie never got no dough?
Probably not.
Because obviously he must have... Obviously when, like, they say in the real wrestling world, the real wrestling, you know, where they actually put on a good show and people are like, this is awesome. You know, real wrestling, you know, when you sit down on your TV and watch it on your TV. Or you go to an arena and sit down and watch it on a chair. You know that wrestling? You know the wrestling where the people don't look like wrestlers from 1992 where they look like they got other jobs, when in actual fact they have got other jobs. You know that wrestling? You know that real wrestling? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
You're wrong, man. Wardle, you got 60 seconds, man. Go!
Selfie, where the fuck are you? I'm going to take this time and I'm going to use it to target Selfie. Selfie, I'm calling you out.
Whoa!
Again,
whoa!
Selfie. How many more weeks do I have to wait to get my hands on your punk ass dick face? How many more weeks? You called me out. You cussed me out. Where are you, Selfie? Because I'm here week in, week out. Like the
that is true.
Place. I am here and I'm calling
true.
You out. If you want some Selfie, come get
shit. Selfie.
Also,
this is what I don't understand, right? Selfie, he don't run away from a fight, usually. I see him out there on PWL, I see him, he gets put through tables and things like that, you know. But, come on, son.
No! It's like Kevin Owens and Shad. Like, Kevin Owens don't want anything for Shad. That's why he's Selfie is living up to his Mr. Social Media persona, and he's still keeping it on social. He doesn't want to come face-to-face with the face.
Whoa! The champ that runs the camp!
I am the champ that runs the camp. I'm fucking drunk. See you.
Let's move on, man. Word up, man. Yo, that shit is terrible, man.
Some good shit this is, y'all.
Take time. Shit.
I might have... Yo, Richard might have... Shit,
last day of the year, unfortunately,
I mean, it's just a thought, because it's not every week I tune into Ric Flair show, right? Do you ever think that he might be doing a Shad Files on his show? I'm just asking.
You never know, actually.
did
just take time, man. Take time.
Yeah.
Shit. Oh,
shit. This is some flair. This is some flair cheese.
Right. Now, Shad, on the Survivor Series, I think that me and you are going to be on opposite sides. You know why? Because on Team Raw, as far as I understand now, you got Nia Jax, the women's team. Yes, Miss Bottom, Miss Breast, right, on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Hey! Now, Nia Jax, I love you. Not as much as Shad, but I love you, okay? But on one team. You got Naomi, man. You got Naomi on that team. You got Carmella.
She's got the bottom.
Really? You've got the naming young Naomi.
She's definitely got the
bottom. She's definitely got the bottom. She's got the bottom. You know what I mean? You got Carmella, Miss Staten Island, home of the Wu-Tang in the team. You got the psychopath Alexa Bliss in the team. You got Becky Lynch, you know what I mean? Girl who got lucky kiss on the lips by Ric Flair himself. You know what I mean? And you got Nikki Bella. Nippy Bella. That's it. You got Nippy Bella. Right? I say, on all team, conversely, you got Nia Jax. You got Charlotte. Now, there's something going on there. You know what I mean? Charlotte belittling Bayley. Say, yo, Bayley, this ain't NXT anymore. This is where the big girls play. Right? So, sounds like a little story developing there between Charlotte and Bayley. Who are stepping out of the team? Well, Sasha Banks hasn't even been announced on the team because she mash up. Is she on the team?
All right.
Yeah,
she.
Right. Bayley. Yeah, she depp on the team, and I believe we've got Dana Brooke on the team too, right?
I don't know about Dana. I'm sure it's just Bayley at this point.
Bayley, Nia, Charlotte.
At this point, yeah.
You see. They're gonna have Dana in there because after Dana, there's like only Sasha in there and what's her name ain't gonna be back? Paige.
Ugh.
Okay, that's Paige. She ain't gonna be back. And that concludes your role, women's division. Unless they get you three.
Unless it's still not fit.
Right.
Nicholas Cage
face
off too.
Don't give me a joke.
I would watch the shit out of that.
Would you? Really?
Yeah. You don't think that sounds incredible? Even Marie and Nicholas Cage in face off too.
And let's go off. Aiden, what's all this about the puppies that he's going to answer questions?
Basically, tweeting pups. And that's what I call him because we're bros now, pups. And he says what's the like really funny about him doing live shows and stuff, because obviously then he's like edit it all and shit. So he said if I get a load of questions, send him the questions, he'll record, like he'll choose the questions he can answer and the ones he can't obviously he will ignore, but he'll do like sound bits and stuff and everything. So just got to send him some questions over and he'll send us like a tape.
Oh, okay, that's
So I was going to put it in the group, like once he confirms it with me, like 100%, I was going to put it in the group so I can get people's questions.
Okay,
and then I'll announce it.
That's brilliant, man. That's brilliant. Okay. So, man, SmackDown now. SmackDown. Check this out. Dolph Ziggler. Now he's like, any man from Raw who can test me the Intercontinental joint, come test me. Miss. You ain't got shit. You got no balls. I asked you to fight me. You said no. I'll do it on my turn. So you can sit there like a little bitch. Wardle, what's on this man? You know what I mean? Ziggler trying to cause a little bit of trouble right there.
What?
What do you mean?
We can only hope it's going to be someone good, or it could be a call up that happens to sign on.
You mean SmackDown? I mean, like yeah.
No, on because he called out.
Well,
he got somebody from Raw.
Open
challenge. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It could be a call up, a new call who just happens to sign onto Raw, like Samoa Joe.
Whoa. Samoa Joe, too quick, man. I don't know if it's going to.
Cesaro's
a good shout. But at the same time, I don't know if they're going to be in the Survivor Series team.
Sami Zayn.
Ooh. Sami Zayn ain't...
A returning Finn Balor?
Sami Zayn ain't doing shit. Because you got the Raw team, you got the Raw... I'm trying to think of who... Because we're just presuming this is going to be a Survivor Series. This could happen next week or SmackDown. We don't know. Right? But let's presume it's for the Survivor Series because you've already got four matches. Dolph Ziggler's not in Team SmackDown. We know that. And he's not crying about like the misses. Okay? So, Samoa Joe, too early. He's still got issue with Nakamura. So, unfortunately, we're not going to count out. Cesaro is a great shout. Why? Because Cesaro, that's the guy that Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon are trying to get. So Cesaro is a big out shout, definitely. Shad, can you add on to this?
I was going to say Cesaro. I'm always going to say Cesaro, to be honest, but it does make sense to have a good match as well.
Sounds good to me, man. You know what I mean? Sounds good to me. You know what I mean? Because we've got both teams, they're pretty much announced. Like you got the raw team as well. You got Kevin Owens, you got Jerry Cole in the team. Who else we got? I think Roman Reigns is up in there. Yeah, I believe Roman Reigns is up in there, and somebody else I can't quite think who it is. Help me out, guys. Help me out. Who's in Team Raw?
I have no idea. I didn't even know there was a team.
It's not Seth Rollins because Seth Rollins hasn't been announced.
Jericho, KO. Reigns.
I can't remember who the other guys.
I'm sure it's Rollins.
Rollins hasn't been announced.
I'm pretty sure it's
Rollins. It will be Rollins. But I believe it'll be Rollins. I'm just who the next guy is. Strowman! Strowman is on the team!
Strowman, that's the one. Yeah, Strowman.
Why do you say that, Chad? Why do you say that?
So what's the SmackDown? I'm going to lose.
Conversely!
Once again, don't forget count outs as well.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah,
conversely, SmackDown, right? Representing them got Randy Orton, also not say Randy, right? Bray Wyatt. They got AJ Styles, the World Wrestling Parade champion. Who else they got? They got Baron Corbin as well. Right? Yeah. They got four mans. Those are your teams, yo. I might be missing somebody from the SmackDowns, but those are your guys. That's represent Dean Ambrose. He's the fifth one. Team SmackDown's already assembled.
Oh, guys, I've just realised who's going to take on Dolph Ziggler.
Neville! Now you say that like it's a bad thing. Be careful now, just in case Joe's listening.
She's getting worse than Sacco.
Well,
because
the internet broke.
I think it shouldn't be the sadistic Sacco. It should be part-time Sacco.
Well, we never called him the sadistic Sacco. We just called him the serial killer. That's all.
Fuck it. He doesn't deserve a name.
Sack.
He's called
him
the
Sack.
Yeah, he only gets
called names. Just Sack. There you go. Oh, God, mercy. You're bad.
Oh, shit. I'm in one of the moods after what's his face?
You can't call him that! I'm just in the mood. You lost your mind!
Why can't I? I just did.
You can't do that! He moved house, man. He had to move house. With his wife, he sold the house. He moved house. Can't you at least give him that much? He obviously had priorities to sort out. Oh, dear. You're terrible, y'all. You're terrible.
SmackDown versus Raw team looked solid. Braun Strowman's obviously going to get counted out. Or like DQ'd or some shit. So, like, who do you reckon though? Because obviously there's still a couple of members left,
One member left in Raw, which is like a, which is like to be Rollins. You know what I mean? Because I cannot see Rollins not up in there. What I am kind of surprised about is that John Cena is not even in the equation at all, and probably not likely to be in the equation right up until TLC, because TLC...
Is that time again? Still, it's season two, isn't it?
Ah, right. Yeah. Right, I get you, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. So, you know what I mean? You've got the TLC joint now, where it's been announced on Talking Smack that Dean Ambrose will fight AJ Styles TLC match, World Wrestling Federation Championship. Right, so yeah, so likely Dean will be back for next year. Royal Rumble.
No. Listen.
Uh-oh.
To
me.
Wardle's worked it out. Guys, if Cena isn't doing anything at Survivor Series, you know what that means. It's the start for the Mania run. Undertaker versus Cena. It's going to start at Survivor Series.
So you don't... Hang on. Whoa. Okay. Hang on. Cena on the... Wait. It's going to... What? Okay. Yo, Wardle, the stage is yours. Your best extent. Cena's not in the equation, you know. Cena is not in the equation for Survivor Series at all at this time.
That's what I'm saying. They're not going to leave Cena out of the first cross-brand promotion show of the draft. And Undertaker at the minute is up in the air, but he's got time to recover after his surgery, because all he has to do is cuss Cena out, doesn't he? That's all he has to do from now until
course, the year. You know what I mean? Now it's...
So, is this the start of Cena versus Taker?
Well, it's funny you mention that, you know, because, you know what I mean, Undertaker was spotted last week up in the Cavs game, right? No, he had no crutches on him, nothing. He looked like $1 million using his Undertaker suit and...
He looked
in his Undertaker outfit and all that. He looked cool, and there was Michelle McCool.
Because I'm pretty sure as well, because you guys obviously being historians of wrestling, isn't the Go Home show, the Survivor Series, the SmackDown show, the 900th episode of SmackDown?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, Miss SmackDown, as I've said before, Undertaker, come on, he's going to be there.
Rewind and come back, Selector.
Isn't the Go Home show, the Survivor Series, the SmackDown show, the 900th episode of SmackDown?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, Miss SmackDown, as I've said before, Undertaker, come on, he's going to be there.
I'm calling it.
I'm going to call right now, Taker's going to be there. He's going to cuss out Cena, and we're going to get Taker out Cena.
Whoa. Mark this on your calendar. 5th of November. Remember the 5th of November, 2016.
The 5th of Wardle.
Right. The 5th of Wardle. Wardle says that on the 900th episode of SmackDown, The Undertaker and John Cena will be there in some sort of capacity, right, to start off their WrestleMania feud / match.
Undertaker will definitely be at the 900th one.
You
definitely.
Really? Right.
Has to be.
Hey, yo, 434 people on Facebook, don't even attempt to jack off shit, because he will know.
I say, if I'm on the 434, I'm
right. And your page doesn't mean shit right now, because the new day has passed, 434, okay? I want you to change your title of your wrestling page, okay? Because your page ain't shit, okay?
Hang on a second. Maybe they've already heard, man. What, they might change it, like they did with Shad585, always tweeting when wrestling's live. You're saying Cena versus Taker for Mania. So what would be the opposite of that? Cena, long time company dude. You could say Randy Orton. What's the opposite of Undertaker? That's an easy one. That's Kane. So what we're probably going to get is a Randy Orton versus Kane match.
Yeah, I check it out. We already had Randy Orton versus Kane match. That was on SmackDown. That was on SmackDown. And Randy Orton. Randy Orton, right?
Check it out, Shad.
Randy Orton, right? Now he's saying that he's calling Bray Wyatt a god, and he had the devil talking in his head. That doesn't make sense to me. And,
oh, come on, man. We all know the truth going on here. Come on, I don't want to explain it.
Randy
Orton
got eyes. Randy Orton got devil eyes. The close up with Randy Orton, right? I saw it, right? And he had and his eyes were glowing red and shit, man. What the fuck was that?
RKO out of nowhere.
Word up, man. What the hell, man? What the hell? I was like, Rossid! Not English. I mean, I'm sick and tired of all this bomba-clark ghetto buddy, okay? All this darling, I love you.
I'm not going to lie, you know, nothing to your almighty blood class. When you were talking, Chad, I was so invested. Kane versus Orton. Yeah, happened.
Damn right.
That was amazing.
Oh gosh, yo, is there quickly? Is there anything else that we need to discuss real quick? Because otherwise, we don't talk.
Maybe Shad should put it down.
Shad should put what down? Chatbot. Put what down?
Whatever he's got.
It's not his fault.
Get some water.
It's not his fault, man. You know what I mean? It's not his fault. He didn't catch up on SmackDowns.
No, you know what it was? I'll tell you all the truth, man. What it was, man. I didn't have no cigarette, man. I left my cigarette at work. So I came home and there's no cigarette, man. I'm like, shit. So I'm just smoking it just raw.
Oh, I was going to tell you, I thought you used Bible papers.
Nah, I'm all right for Isla. I'm all right for Isla. I still got about 344 pages. And this is last year. A few of them got wasted in the toilet,
though. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's some funny shit, man. My days. Next week, you know what? I don't know what the rest of our chat about on the show tomorrow next week. You know what I mean? I don't even know. Okay, we'll see what happens by that time. The week after that,
but say we could talk about our feelings and plans for the future.
Yeah, we could say that. we could do that. But I'm sure your plans for the future involve trying to kill off Ric Flair before this year's out. And then the week after that. Survivor Series prediction show. We're gonna bring the panel out. You know what I mean? Myself, Shad Father, Mr. NXT, Serial Killer, wherever he may be in the world today. Sensational Joe, wherever she is in the world today. You know what I mean? AJ the Baby, whoever else wants to come on the show. Hey, it's your show, Smack Talk Center. It's your show. Do not be shy. Okay? All you need is a Skype account. www.facebook.com/groups.
Yeah, sorry to break this breaking announcement. Icy Fresh Show, yes, Survivor Series. Icy
yes!
Fresh Prediction Show.
Yes.
Icy Fresh will be on the Prediction Show, ladies and gentlemen. He guarantees that he will be on the Prediction Show.
Is this the same guarantee as himself? Icy Fresh.
He is known as one of the funniest voices in radio. You know what I mean? It would be a great return for him, man. You know what I mean? Icy Cool, stand by. You could be returning. You know what I mean? It's best for the BDSIR network. Okay? That's what's up, man. Ayo. That's that. Ayo. Massive shout out to Scott Hall, man. I hope to see him again and we can have a proper conversation. Okay? That's how it's going, man. Hey.
Me don't talk.
I'm out. Yo, Shad, you out?
I'm out.
Yo, Wardo, you out? Him don't talk. Don't forget, www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
No.
Hey, follow us
on Twitter.
@FTT_WWE. Write it down. You're not writing things down. You know what I mean? @TheReal_Wardle. @ShadFather8.
Hey, say it right.
I did. TheReal_Wardle.
No. It's TheReal_Wardle.
I'll say it right now. @ShadFather85. Totally tweeting when wrestling is live. Hey, you're out of order for those tweets, Shad. Don't forget to see you. I see you. Yeah. You're out of order, you know. He said something about it was a cruiserweight match that everyone got the same text telling him, said that they remember their family did.
The exact was, I'm guessing everyone in the crowd has received the same text message. One of their loved ones has died. #HellInTheCell.
That's cold, man.
And then he tweeted.
Yes, you did.
Then he tweeted, I was tired and high, man.
Then he tweeted the homeless, the Brian Kendrick, @TheBrianKendrick. I thought the Cruiserweight Classic tournament was your last chance. How many last chances do you have left?
Oh my god!
It's a reasonable question. I asked the question, so I should be a journalist.
Yes, you should.
I think now I'm going to go to university, study for 3, 4, 5 years, and then I'll get to wear one of them Harry Potter outfits.
Oh, my personal favourite one from the night. The Hell in the Cell is such a
place bad.
That I am Jericho, come to the ring and lock myself inside the cell. Okay.
You know what I mean? I love that one.
Do the logic.
No one's afraid of the Hell in the Cell anymore, man. And it saddens me.
I know.
Remember back in the days? You know what I mean? The show's over, you know, guys. The show's over. You remember back in the days when someone says, you're going to defend your title? Hell in the Cell. Do you remember they used to shit their wrestling?
Kurt Angle.
Do you think, oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Now they just shit themselves when they get an email from Peter.
Oh.
Oh no, I guess my career is
over. It's all over. Gonna get the rest of my life.
Oh my days. Wrong. Alright, that's enough. We're having stopped. Wait a minute. Right. I'm not done, man. I'm not done. The show's supposed to be over. We're not done yet. Hey, yo. Massive shout out to Sensational Joe. You can find her on the Twitter @STC_WWE and @BDSIR_network. The
Network.
best damn show in radio. You can find me personally. You can find me personally on the Twitter @MizzaTheInfamous. That's what you have to do. That's definitely it. Done. D-U-N, done. STC for life. It don't get no better.
Sayonara, your own name, motherfuckers.
Shout out to Asuka. Bitch!
Tune in next week for a snacky cake supreme surprise. Courtesy of Wardle.
Hey.
I have no idea what's in my chat about, but whatever it is, tune in next week. Bitch!
Whoa! Hold up! The show's still not done! It's not done! Hey yo! Wardle! Rude boy! Give that man some praise! I mean, seriously, now, bear in mind, this is aired the 5th of November, alright? We actually recorded the show a few days prior, okay? It was the 2nd of November, in fact, is when we recorded the show. That also explains why Chad Farber didn't catch up with SmackDown, because he was at work, he'd come back, he didn't catch up with SmackDown, we did the show. Right? He just said that out of his own head, okay? He didn't get it from nowhere, no sources, no nothing, right? And then lo and behold, it's all over the news and everything on the Twitter and everything, blown up, that on the 900th episode of SmackDown's The Undertaker is back! What? Oh my gosh, Walter, you killed it. You officially killed it. Rude boy, you know what I mean? Don't let nobody try and say they got the news first, all right? Nobody. Not you 434 jabronis. Fuck you. Matter of fact, didn't I pay to shut down your page? The New Day have surpassed that date now. You know what I mean? 434, I mean shit! Plus, Wardle, he's definitely going for Slammy of the Week at least, if not Slammy of the Year, because he has also, he's hooked up an interview, a short one, with the man called The Puppet. Yes, The Puppet. You know the puppet you see on the YouTube or wherever, and it always breaks down why Raw and SmackDown and the pay-per-views didn't suck. He always sees it in a positive light and all that. Well, he's kind of hooked up somewhat with him, so look out for that very soon. Hopefully, it could be sooner than next week, but I cannot promise you, I cannot guarantee that. You know what I mean? All you got to do is stay tuned! yeah, man. That's how it's going, man. That's my word, man. Hey, yo. Yeah, I'm going to leave you with this tune right here. The sounds of Fred Knox with his version of the Razor Ramon theme. You know what I'm saying? The bad guy. You know what I mean? Massive respect to Razor Ramon, man. Word up, man. Woo! Superb. That's definitely it, man. That's definitely it, man. Y'all catch us on the download link if that's what you're going to do and all that, man. So, you know what I mean? Do that, man. Catch us on sports like each and every week as well on the BDSIR Network. The best damn show in radio. That's it. Catch you next week, man. Peace. Gone.
I get along with the have-nots and misfits. We them outsiders that took the script and flipped it. All these phones trying to steal Fred's labor, but my style's too sharp, you can get your edge razed. Gliding over competitors like the X-Blazer. It's my time, Fred's been next for greatness. They didn't want to give me nothing, so I had to take it. While your motto is to fake it till you make it. I've been on another plateau with this rap flow. That's why they label me the bad guy, no cash flow. But the bars is money, call me cash flow. Purple hair rhyme, the boys been past dope. So get used to this way of life and say hello to the bad guy and say goodnight. Shit, say hello to the bad guy. You wear a street or rap, something you can't find. And you can call me Mr. Anti. About to take the game back, hold the deadline. I know, call me the bad guy. Matter of fact, say hello to the bad guy. I know, call me the bad guy. Matter of fact, say hello to the bad guy. Gang that's shining on these shook cats. Over time, I cooked and turned into a wolf pack. For all the years that I felt overlooked at and underrated, but the fans knew I could rap. It's something that I'm good at, a better yet greater. But I came from a place that had more than just haters. Crabs in a barrel, the light we have here is narrow, and the industry's about having referrals. Just a bunch of rappers that's putting their mans on. Put them on the track with me and get ran on. I'm harder than the concrete that you stand on. And y'all sweet, trade your mic for a tampon. Damn, the man's gone. And I ain't talking Benny Hinn, but y'all fall forever lay hands on him. R.I.P., I'm dead in your swag, Chico. The bad guy Nux is oozing my chief mode. Say hello to the bad guy. You wear his breed and rap something you can't find. And you can call me Mr. Anti. About to take the games back, Hogan's hairline. I know, call me the bad guy. Matter of fact, say hello to the bad guy. I know, call me the bad guy. Matter of fact, say hello to the bad guy. Say hello to the bad guy. You wear his breed and rap something you can't find. And you can call me Mr. Anti. About to take the games back, Hogan's hairline. I know, call me the bad guy. Matter of fact, say hello to the bad guy. I know, call me the bad guy. Matter of fact, say hello to the bad guy.